Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
Welcome, everybody, to Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you, saying welcome one, welcome all to the program today, especially our surrounding cities and states, our countries near and far, as well as those called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. That's the number one. Join the conversation.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for that introduction. So how's everyone doing on this beautiful Sunday, October 30th, 2022?
I'm doing great, Six. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Once again, thanks for introing the show. I appreciate it.
And I'm doing good, too, guys.
I'm glad to hear it. Once again, phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Hello to our surrounding city and states and our faraway countries. Hoping everybody's mental is good. Mine is great, 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 great. And I have a great cup of coffee. So, all is good. All right, whoever has the noise in the background of the conversation going, put yourself on mute, please. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Amen. So, okay, if somebody has a TV on or something. Okay, I'm not going to ask again. Please put yourself on mute. Ruthie, check the lines. Can either of you hear me?
Emily, you got to mute yourself.
Now, come on. Now, you know better than that.
Ruth didn't just mute her because she's not knowing that
you know
she's...
what? Don't.
Ruth, mute her.
Put your damn phone on mute. You know what?
I put it on mute, but it isn't working completely. There's something spinning on the thing that's on the board.
Well,
here. I'm trying to work on it.
Listen, she knows to put herself on mute when you're doing the show. I mean, that's a no-brainer. My listeners, I apologize. People should know how to do radio by now. Thank you. All right. And it's still going on. Okay. Handle it.
Hey, Ruth, as soon as you can get it to mute for us. You working on it, Ruth?
Honey, I'm working on it, and all it does is spin. It doesn't even knock out the mic. It just sits there, and it just spinning where it's supposed
well,
to
hang
be
up
muting,
on it.
And
hang
it's
up.
Not.
Hang up on it. She can't put herself on mute. Hang up on her.
What an attitude today.
Okay. I'm getting very, very angry right now.
I don't know what's going on, Six, but it looks like it's just acting up on my end, and it will not let me mute her.
Introducing the celebration in the meantime, 185,000 people taking part of the community to the
You didn't accidentally mute him, did you?
Can you all hear me?
Yeah, it's just malfunctioning, the mute button. I can't get it to do anything.
Listen, if you want to watch TV, hang up and watch TV. Do not call disrupting my show.
I didn't disrupt the show.
Okay, who am I speaking with? Is this Mr. Onion? That might be Emily's dad.
What's the number, Ruth? Yeah, it's her dad. That's Jim.
Okay, how you doing, Mr. Onion? We hear your TV in the background.
There, it muted him.
All right. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate you. But your TV was picking up in the background. Thank you. All right, we're going to have our news from NPR. Once again, you're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show.
As it mourns a deadly stampede last night that killed at least 154 people. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul many of the dead were young partygoers celebrating...
Gotta turn it up, Sex.
Medical costs and hand out consolation payments to bereaved families. Public altars will be set up for residents to mourn the dead downtown and in the Itaewon nightlife area where the tragedy happened. Police have sealed off the roughly 11-foot-wide alley into which revelers poured, knocking over and piling onto those in front of them. The more than two dozen foreign nationals killed include Chinese, Uzbek, Austrian, Iranian, Japanese, and Vietnamese citizens. The U.S. Embassy here confirmed in a statement that two Americans were also among the dead. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
A suspension bridge collapsed in India's western Gujarat state today. Officials say at least 30 people were killed. The bridge was reopened last week after having been closed for repairs. Voters in Brazil are headed to the polls today in a highly contentious presidential race. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports the contest has tightened in recent weeks, as the incumbent, a far-right populist, is gaining ground.
Incumbent Jair Bolsonaro has narrowed the gap, giving cash payments to the poor and launching a dirty campaign against his challenger. Former president and leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, however, is still favored to win. At a huge rally yesterday for De Silva, 68-year-old Elena Brito says she can't imagine another 4 years of Bolsonaro. She says he's been terrible. She will cry and probably leave the country if he wins. Bolsonaro says election officials are biased against him, and there is concern he won't respect the vote if he loses. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Immigrant advocates are calling on the Biden administration to extend temporary protected status because many immigrants are now at risk of deportation. NPR's Joel Rose has more on the story.
More than 300,000 people, mostly from Central America, could lose their work permits and protection from deportation. Many have lived in the U.S. for decades with temporary protected status, which was created to help citizens from countries where armed conflict or natural disasters make it unsafe to return. The Trump administration tried to end TPS for people from El Salvador and several other countries, arguing that those protections should not be permanent, but its efforts were tied up in court. The Biden administration had been negotiating with lawyers for the TPS beneficiaries for over a year until talks broke down. That means their legal status could expire as early as next year. Joel Rose, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. In Iran, demonstrations continue across the country despite a warning from an Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander that if protests didn't end yesterday, the crackdown by security forces would become even harsher. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
This video posted to an activist website shows clashes Sunday at Azad University in North Tehran, with security forces, including the besieged paramilitary, using tear gas and other methods to disperse protesters. Other videos show similar confrontations at schools and universities elsewhere in the country. Separately, an international group of women leaders in politics, business, and the arts published an open letter in the New York Times. Citing its oppression of women, they're demanding that Iran be removed from the UN Commission on the Status of Women. The group includes former First Ladies Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and Michelle Obama, and Nobel laureate Shireen Ebadi, Malala Yousafzai, and Nadia Murad. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The Supreme Court hears arguments tomorrow on affirmative action, on whether the admissions policies of Harvard and the University of North Carolina discriminate against applicants based on race in violation of the Constitution. The schools say they should be allowed to consider race along with other factors because it's in the interest of schools to have a diverse student body. In baseball, the World Series is now tied at one game apiece. The Houston Astros beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-2 last night. Game 3 is tomorrow night in Philadelphia. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BASF, changing in ways that might surprise you to protect the climate, from making airplanes more efficient to building an offshore windmill farm. Getting inspiration from many places and all kinds of people. BASF, we create chemistry.
All right, and that's our news from NPR News.
6 p.m. yesterday.
All right. Now, we know what's going on in the world. Now we can continue with the show. We just need our opening prayer. And, Ruthie, I hope you hear me good. And this is for anybody else that works for the Six Eyes Radio Network. Do not open any mics if their hands are not up. We don't have a just open up everybody's mic because people could be doing things. So do not open up any mics outside of my mic and the ones who have their hands up. Do we understand each other?
Yeah, and I also got the mute of the one that was making the noise, so it got worked out.
And that, yes, that was Mr. Onion, and I never known him to press the one, so someone must have opened up his mic in error. So let's not do that.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Once again, this is the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Welcome one, welcome all. That's around the city and states, our faraway countries, and our beautiful listeners. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. We need to open in prayer, and we're going to move on with the show. Praise God.
All right. Lord Jesus, we thank you for another day, and you we have another way. And Lord Jesus, we ask you right now to take the wheel of this your program, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag, saying, I surrender, and I yield, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. And let us now, Lord Jesus, pray and ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for your children, we ask the same blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord Jesus, for those going through COVID-19, first of all, for the family and friends who lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask you to touch them and comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then for those going through COVID-19 as we speak, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for all these wicked, dirty, rotten situations, Lord Jesus, that we have going on in the world, Lord Jesus, that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the radio or television set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to teach us to learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All
amen.
Right.
Amen.
Now for our
right.
scripture reading. Now for our scripture reading, right, Six?
Now for our scripture reading, Ken Wright.
Okay, here we go.
And this is Ruth, chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. Then said Boaz, up to the gate, and sat him down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city, and said, sit ye down here, and they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that has come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land, which our own brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. And I said, Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the matter in former time in Israel, concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe, gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders, and unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's, and Mahlon's, all of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gates of his place. Ye are witnesses this day.
All right. And how interesting is that? Ruth reading Ruth. That's pretty cool.
That's true.
Yeah, Ruth reading Ruth. That's a first here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. All right, so we've done our NPR news. We want to just pray for everything, the situation that's going on in the world, praying for mankind, my family, your friends, my fans, your fans. And, yeah, that's how it goes. So we're going around the room. If you just joined us, we always do a mental how are you. So how is everybody's mental during this afternoon, October 30th, 2022? Once again, if you just join me, my mental is great. And what about yours? No particular order.
Mine's great too, buddy.
Okay. Okay, work with me, people.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My mental is well. I rated an 8. Praise the Lord.
All right. And let me guess. You had yourself on mute?
Yes.
Okay. I figured as much. Okay. All right. Well, with that, we're going to Dance for Jesus, and you're going to join the Six Eyes Gospel Show. All right.
Amen.
All right, my mental is half and half.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
My mental is half and half.
Half and half. Okay. Okay. Well, we pray that your mental becomes whole. We pray your mental becomes whole. And we're keeping Mama Tyler in our prayers for speedy recovery. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, and somebody has the TV again.
All the mics were not open at first, so I don't know if everyone was able to speak, but anyway, they're all open now. I'm going to go ahead. 440-261, did you want to speak?
I think that's Mr. Onion. He doesn't normally, he says hello, but he normally just listens.
Okay, all right. Well, on that note, please continue with the show. Welcome, everybody. And I apologize, I was a little bit tardy today, but I am here. And hopefully I can last through the whole show. I've got about 11%, so we'll see.
Amen.
Hopefully.
Okay, sounds like somebody's outside. Okay. All right, well, we're about to get ready and boogie for Jesus. Now, the kind of dancing I'm going to be doing today, I will be drinking my coffee and dancing while jumping up and down and doing various cool moves. All right, let's get ready. Six Eyes Gospel.
Let's not do that, sir. Let's not do that. That's dangerous.
Well, you know, it takes years to learn how to dance like this. All right, let's get ready to dance for Jesus.
Amen.
Right now in your name, something has to break.
Welcome, Pastor Bonnet.
Thank you.
Welcome, Pastor Bonnet.
Amen. Thank you. I'm about to sing for you.
Spirit of the living God, fill this place. Fire of the living God, fill this place. Power of the living God, fill this place. There's something that's burning up. Oh, there's something that's burning. Say fire of the living God, fill this place.
Thank you.
Jumping up and down, dancing, drinking coffee, and none spilled. Amen.
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 Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? Amen.
Amen.
Welcome. Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. He has arrived. I bring to you no other than our very anointed, our very powerful Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen. It is
Amen.
A privilege.
Did I bring you out right?
Honor.
Did I bring you out right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you very much. What a warm welcome to receive. Once again, it is a privilege and an honor to be here with the Six Eyes Radio Network team and all of its viewers all over the world. And so I am glad to be a part of this platform to share with you the good news of the gospel. Amen. And I
Amen.
Want to jump right in. We have been, today is my brother's, Pastor Sean Calhoun, his ninth appreciation, and we are celebrating him today. And we're out to eat, but I have stepped aside so that I may minister the gospel to the people of God and to those that are listening for a word from God. So is there a word from the Lord today? The answer is yes, there is.
Hallelujah.
The subject of prayer. I want to jump right into it today. Prayer is the believer's most powerful weapon. The danger is when we try to use it against others in the wrong way and when we don't use it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is very important. I want to read for your hearing today. I know my King James advocates out there, y'all have to pardon me, but every now and then I have to reach the new audience. And so I want to read to you all reading from the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation, we're turning to the New Testament. And that is in the very first book, the book of Matthew. This is by far probably one of my favorite scriptures of all scriptures, besides he so loved the world that he gave. This one has been one that has been with me since I was a preteen. Amen. And that is Matthew 7:7. But I want to read it from the New Living Translation. The book reads, amen. Do you have it? Do you have it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And again, I'm reading from the New Testament. from the New Living Translation, excuse me. We're in the New Testament, but I'm reading the New Living Translation. And let me turn back to my notes here. All right. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, on action, and you will receive what you ask for. Think about a little kid that keep on asking their parent for something, not necessarily demanding it, but truly requesting it. Mama, can I have a piece of candy? They keep on asking. And somehow or another, no, not right now, becomes a, okay, go ahead. So keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. You ever been looking for some lost keys in the house? Well, you know it's there. You know it's there. So you keep looking. Why? Because you know it's there. You just don't know where. You keep on seeking because you know it's there. That's how we should be about the presence of God in our life. We're keeping seeking God's presence, God's glory, because we know it's there. Amen. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open. You ever gone somewhere and you knock a couple of times and you know someone's in the house, and you keep knocking because you know for whatever reason, either they didn't hear you, or they're in the backyard, or they are preoccupied with something, so you keep knocking until someone comes to the door to open up to let you in. Well, this is the premise of prayer. To be effective in prayer, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open. Verse 8. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Now, we're going to use that as our springboard for effective prayer for the born-again believer of God who have received the redemption work of Christ on the cross for their saving of their soul. Now, have you received that? Good. Now, let's walk into the fullness of it. So, you got that, and you're doing your best to obey God. Now, so let's read a little bit further, because not only is God a king, but we're taught to pray our Father. So we see this lesson from a parent perspective. Verse 9 says, you parents, if your child asks for a loaf of bread, good parent, reasonable parent, loving parent. If your child asks for a loaf of bread, slice of bread, a piece of bread, they ask for some food, do you give them a stone and tell them to be happy? No, of course not. If the child is hungry, what do? You feed them. Verse 10 says, or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Now, unless you're into eating snakes, no. You give them a piece of fish. You're cooking fish for you, and your child come up and say, hey, I would like some fish too. You've politely fixed them some fish too. If you can't do regular fish, you'll give them a fish stick, something of that nature. Of course not, the question is. Of course not. You're not going to give your child something deadly in exchange for something innocent. So if you sinful people, sinful, that means the people that do things contrary to the will of God, know how to give good gifts. So it's natural amongst common people, carnal people, even those of different origin of faith, to give good gifts to their children. That's why I said good parent, a loving and caring parent. Know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Good gifts. Now, I think the King James says Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, our keeper. He's our guide to lead us into all truth of the path of righteousness, not self-righteousness, God's righteousness. So good gifts are the good things that a good parent will give to their children that have honored them and are respectable. So, good child don't have to beg. They simply have to inquire. That is the natural point of prayer. Learning how to simply ask God for what you desire. Now, of course not. The five-year-old say, oh, I see that Ferrari. Can I have a Ferrari, Daddy? You're going to have to deal with this Hot Wheel Ferrari until you get old enough to drive some wheels. And maybe Ferrari may not be your first car. We're going to give you a used car and see what you do with it first. Yeah. And if you can manage that, then we'll let you go to something better. We're going to step you up, going to walk you into position. So that's what good parents does. They give you what you are able to handle. Because many times we ask for things that we don't understand. The Bible says that's praying a myth. We see somebody else with it, and we just simply want it because they got it. We don't want it for any other reason, not to be a blessing, not to help anybody else. And because God sits up high and looks down low, he's able to see destruction afar off that we don't. So just like I would not give my six-year-old $100 bill to go into the store to buy a dollar worth of candy in fear, or once they have received the candy, they don't know how to count the change, nor neither to wait on the change, thereby losing 99. I will give them the exact change. I will give them exactly what they need until they learn how to manage. The beauty of God is He always wanted us to have the ability to manage. When we look at Genesis, we see that before God put man on the earth, He had already put vegetation in the earth. But He did not allow it to grow and overgrow all of the green life. So He did not allow rain to make everything multiply quickly until He put man on the scene and gave him the charge to manage it. Once He did that, He had a manager ready, and that manager's job was, listen, the whole earth is too big. I'm going to give you this garden. And we don't know the size of the garden, but what we do know that in the garden was every food imaginable to eat. In this time, day and time, there was no loss of life, so there was no need to eat meat. But all the vegetables, all the nuts, there was there in the garden. And all they had to do as they reached up to God, pull down what they needed to eat. Or when they prayed, kneel down to say thank you. If they pulled from the ground what they desired to eat. And their job simply was take care of the garden. He gave them a simple task. Many times in life, God gives us simple tasks. But for one reason or another, we are not able to manage that task. And strange enough, when we're not able to manage it, many times we begin to blame God. We begin to say, well, Lord, why this didn't work? Why that didn't work? Sometimes in life, to succeed, we have to fail. Oh, yeah. Because failure reveals to us that sometimes our inclinations are not correct. Failure lets us know that I'm not as perfect as I think I am. In fact, failure allows me the opportunity to observe others succeed and strive to be better. So failure is not an opportunity for us to blame God or to even complain to God. Failure is an opportunity for us to say, okay, Lord, that didn't work. What's next? How better can I do this or accomplish that? See, that's why the prayer was ask, then it was seek. If it was simply just ask and that was it, then there would be no need to speak. Have you ever been fishing before? Anybody? You've been out to the lake or you're going to a fishing spot and you know how to fish. But for whatever reason that day or in that moment, you're not catching any fish. Well, real fishermen know that sometimes the fish moves. And so what they was eating today, tomorrow, they're over on this side. So you don't get frustrated. You simply shift your position. And because you was diligent in your seeking, eventually you start getting some nibbles on the line. And before you know it, you're catching fish again. Then, as I said earlier, sometimes you're invited to go places or you're scheduled to be here or there. And you're knocking, but there's a noise on the inside and you're not, maybe not heard. But because you know you are at the right place at the right time to be effective in prayer. To understand that who has the authority to bless you and who has the authority to do something else. And so when you understand your position in God, then you know how to approach him. As kind as I am, as nice as I am. Yes, yes, yes. Pastor Bonnie's a little nice. Mm-hmm. It is possible for me to go outside one day while my kids was growing up and see not only my child, but a few other children as well. Mm-hmm. And so the other kids simply got blessed, not because I was being in a good mood and just wanting to feed other kids, but because I thought it wouldn't be fair to feed mine when there were others that was joined in with him in the plan. So my son's blessing overflowed to his friend. But the same friend, if I went and bought my son an outfit, a new pair of shoes, the same kids can't just come and say, ooh, I want a new pair of shoes too. Well, there's not a relationship connected that obligates me to give them a new pair of shoes. I may even say, what's wrong with the pair you got on? They look new already. So I'm not obligated that need. Somewhere else, someone else is obligated. And so when you know that you are a son or daughter of the Most High, there's certain things that daddy just going to do. Daddy going to take care of you. The Bible said if you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll grant you the desire of your heart. That means there's some things that God would observe that you wanted simply because it's what you wanted. And because you have been a pleasing son or daughter, a helpful son or daughter, then that good thing that you desire, he just simply gives it to you even when you're not asking for it. Well, you say, well, preacher, where did the knocking? The knocking was they kept doing the thing that had them already in good standard. They were already on the honor roll society. They were already having great conduct. They were already being helpful with peer facilitators on their school programs and different things. They were already glad to go to Sunday school and Bible study, already involved in helping you do what you do. And that's the basic foundation of an effective prayer, knowing that you don't have to beg God. You simply must be in the right position. Then seek and keep on knocking. You ever knocked on the wrong door looking for somebody? It has happened. You was knocking and you were knocking and you at the wrong door. It was apartment complex and you at the wrong door. And finally somebody came to the door on the opposite side and said, excuse me, who are you looking for? And he said, I'm looking for my friend Tommy. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Jan's son. Okay. Yeah. You're at the wrong door. Huh? Yeah, you're at the wrong door. Two doors down on this side. And that's the correct door. So sometimes we think we're knocking in the right direction. We think we're at the right place. The good thing was somebody did answer to let us know, hey, you're not positioned right. That's why you shouldn't get mad when preachers bring correction across the pulpit, pull you aside in private counsel and bring correction to you. Why? Because they saw you knocking and even crying for the same thing, pleading for the same thing, but you're not positionally in the right position to receive what you're knocking for. And that's why good leaders, good pastors are desperately needed so that people don't spend a lot of time knocking at the wrong door. Was in their continuation, they did get to the right destination so that they can have or see or experience what was truly needed. Now, I must go on. My time is trying to get away from me. Nephews chapter 8. And this dealing with the authority, the blessing thing of knowing to pray God's will. God's will is for none to perish. And all should come into the knowledge of repentance. That's his will. We already know that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes, we are healed. There's a man in the next chapter that's turned to it, Matthew chapter 18, verse 5. We'll start there in a reading, the New Living. When Jesus returned to Capernaum, a Roman officer came and pleaded with him. He's a Roman officer. He is a Gentile. He is someone outside of the body of Christ. He is someone observing what's going on, but he's not a part of what's going on. So he comes and he sees something. He identifies something. And let's look at it. This Roman officer came and he pleaded with him, Jesus. And obviously this Roman officer had already seen the miracles, have already seen Jesus do many other things. And so this Roman officer, who's under the authority of Caesar, who Caesar has appointed him to keep the peace, he has people under him that he is also in charge of. And so let's look at that. He said, Lord, he identified with him. So he respect the authority of Jesus. Many times we go to God and we don't respect the position of God. We ask things and not realizing we haven't gone humbly enough to gather his attention. But here it is. this man, we would say, a sinner. But he doesn't pray for finances. He doesn't pray for his own benefit or self-advancement. None of these things. He goes to someone who's able on the behalf of someone else who's needy. You know, you knew somebody that needed $20, but you didn't have it to give them, but you had a friend that you knew had a little extra, and you went and borrowed. Say, hey, friend, lend me $20. I need to do something. I need to help someone. And you borrowed $20, not because you needed it, but because someone else that you saw that had a need needed it more, so you went the extra mile. So that's what we see here, this man going the extra mile on behalf of someone else. And here it is, he's not, quote unquote, a person of Christian faith. I didn't want to say he wasn't a person of faith because he has faith. It's just to a different persuasion. But he turns around, he said, Lord, my young lies in the bed, paralyzed, and in terrible pain. He appealed to him. He respects him, he gave him reverence, and he appealed to him the condition of someone that some of us would say is beneath him. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. What? But Jesus, you weren't sent. You were only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. So maybe we're incorrect of this definition of this Roman soldier. Or maybe the young servant part of the lost sheep. We don't know. What we do know is Jesus responded and said, I will come and heal him. Wow. But the officer said, Lord, here's come honor again and respect. I am not worthy to have you come into my home. In other words, he identified himself as a very sinful man. He identified himself as someone unworthy. I'm not worthy. Come into my home. Just say the word. So now this Roman officer must have at some point saw a fellowship between Jesus the Son and God the Father. He identified that this man had to be sent from God Almighty, and he's just not somebody around him trying to gather a crowd, because he speaks with authority and he moves in authority. And so he recognized the authority that Jesus was moving and operating therein. And he says to Jesus, I ain't worthy. So say the word only. Say the word from where you are and my servant will be healed. I know this because, and he clarified himself for being no misstatement. Yeah. Now, it ain't that I don't want somebody else of another race in my house. I don't want somebody of another creed in my house. Nah, I ain't worthy for you to be in my house. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It got everything to do with me. But your power, you're so wonderful that if you speak from where you are, it'll happen. Why? Because if I get a notice from Caesar that I need to go and do this or that, then I'm going to do it, and Caesar never has to leave the palace. And I can send to my servant the same instruction. And I don't have to go to where they are for things to happen. See, sometimes we get so stuck on the phone, come by here, my Lord, come by here, not realizing God could just send his word, and his word is his presence. So speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Your servant heareth. Y'all remember last week? Learning to get God to speak on your behalf, power enough to move whatever's going on there. He said, I have authority over my soldier, and I only need to say go, and they go, or come, and they come, and I need. And if I say to my slave, do this, they do it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Why? Turning to those who were following him. All y'all following me. So everybody's following God and really trusting God. Here it is, this centurion, a person that we would call a sinner, has enough faith to believe God to do just what he says. You've been reading the word of God, but you're still doubting what he says. Let me go on. He turned to those who were following him. He said, I tell you the truth. I haven't seen faith like this in all Israel. Yeah. I ain't seen faith like this. And I tell you this, that many Gentiles, and this is why we can conclude that this centurion, not necessarily the servant, but the centurion was a Gentile. Many Gentiles will come from all over the world, from the east and west, and sit down with who? Abraham. That's the covenant bearer. Many of us are blessed today because of the Abrahamic covenant. And Isaac and Jacob at the feast, kingdom of heaven. But many Israelites, those his children, his called out ones, those for whom the kingdom was prepared, will be thrown into outer darkness. So to say that you are Israelite does not guarantee you a seat in heaven. You have received Christ and believed in him. That guarantees you the seat. He says, for whom the kingdom was prepared will be thrown into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, Then Jesus said to the Roman officer, go back home because you believed. What moved God? True belief. Belief, and he's able to do it. Why are you praying and you're not believing God? Remove all doubt and believe God to do what he says in his word he would do. Because you have believed, it has happened. Man, this thing already done for you. Your faith unlocked a door because you came out your way to ask. So he kept on knocking. He probably took that servant to physicians after physicians. And when he heard about Christ, he heard about Jesus, he went to this holy man that everybody was surrounding and following. But again, everybody, not necessarily that was following him, was actually believing in him the right way. And the young servant was healed that same hour. I'm going to wrap this up. At the end of the program, normally I ask for nuggets. So today I'm going to give you at least 5 nuggets that you should have took home from this message. Nugget number 1 is don't be afraid to ask God for what you want. Stop being fearful in asking God for what you really need. When you pray, pray earnestly. God is going to tell you yes or no. He may even tell you to wait. Delayed doesn't mean denied. So, number 1 nugget, don't be afraid to ask God for what you want. You got it? Good. Nugget number two. Unless God say no, keep looking for it. Wow. Somebody say it with me. Wow. Unless God tell you no, keep on praying. King David, when he was called out in his sin, the Bible said that the prophet told him, said that God have already chosen your punishment. The child gonna die. David, knowing the innocence of the child, he began to fast. He changed his clothes. He got out his royal garment. I mean, he lowered himself. He did not to the Lord. And so much that they were fearful because he wouldn't eat. And his behavior shocked them because he's a king. Are you too high-minded to fast? Are you too high-minded to keep praying? They was afraid to tell him the baby had died. They didn't know what he was going to do. Finally, when he inquired what was going on, they told him the baby was died. He took a bath, he put on fresh clothes, and he got him something to eat. They were shocked. They said, why? He said, while the baby was still alive, it could have been a chance for God to change his mind. But now that the baby is gone, I should go to him, but he can't come back to me. So he moved on. When God say no, move on. So, unless God say no, keep looking for it. Nugget number three, and I got to get out of here. I'm very late. I'm very, very, very late. Nugget number three is remember prayer must be in accordance to God. Pray out of God's will and think it's going to happen. Mrs. Bonnet is my wife. I don't care how beautiful she is and how at all you at is at her beauty. That's my wife. You can want all you can want. Don't even think about trying to assassinate me because I ain't got a problem with shooting. Excuse me, the preacher do have a gun. Yes, I do. And at the end of the day, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. But she my wife. So you can't pray for my wife. You can pray for your own wife. You can pray to get a wife that's similar to mine. Maybe you look like mine. But you can't pray for mine. Be in the will of God. Amen, somebody. Amen. There's power, number four, the fourth nugget of the day. There's power in being in authority and a greater blessing being under authority. Everybody want to be in charge. But when you're in charge, the buck stops with you. You may go to the church, but let something go bad because of your action at that church. They ain't talking about you. They're talking about your pastor. Why? Because the pastor is the chief. When something goes wrong in a town, they look at the mayor. When something goes wrong in a big city, crime get rapid, they start looking at the governor. When things are crazy in a nation, they blame the president. See, some of you want to be in charge, but you can't handle the responsibility nor the weight that comes along with it. The blessing is a police officer is an officer that carries out the law because people have put the law in place. So his job is to reinforce. So his authority comes from the law that's written. So it gives him strength to do what he does because what is already written. See, under authority. And if you come against that authority, you don't come just against him. You come against all that support him. So you get crazy in your head and say, down with the police. You in trouble right now. That take you out. Why? Because if just because one or two police do wrong don't mean the whole gamut is wrong. Just because one or two doctors get sued for malpractice, let you need a surgery to save your life. You ain't even checking his credentials. All you want to know, can you do it? Are you sure? I want to live. Cut me. Go ahead. Get that out of me so I can live. So there's power in being in authority and a greater blessing being under authority. Understand that. Number five, prayers are most effective when it's for the benefit of others. That's why on Motivational Monday we're praying for our nation. We're praying for our prayer list and others. Why? Because prayer is most effective when it ain't about me. I know that's broken English, but I meant what I said. Prayer is most effective when it's not just about me, when it's in a benefit to help somebody else. That's what that centurion picked up on. And that centurion was able to see a move of God because the prayer was unselfish. This list goes on and on about prayer. Men are always to pray, the Bible says. Last nugget today is, I know I said five, but the last nugget, prayer is a two-way conversation. Yes, it's a two-way conversation between you and Almighty God. If you're talking to a statue, and it may have lips, but it has no vocal cords, it can't answer you. If you're praying to your great ancestors, they dead, they can't answer you. Prayer is a two-way communication between you and Almighty God. Therefore, listen, because you may start off wrong, and he want to direct you. And you may start off right, and he want to let you know. I heard it. There was a man that prayed, and his prayer was held up, and God had to release an angel to let him know, hey, God heard your prayer 21 days ago. But the prince of Persia had released their demonic forces to hold up your answer. Then why you pray? Oh, is that one or two nuggets? you decide. Well, to God be all the glory. Go and be blessed of the Lord. This is not prayer for you. I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. God bless you. I love you with the love of Christ. May God continue to smile upon you and be with you. So I turn it over in the hands of those in charge. Thank you again for this opportunity to share truth with you on this wonderful God-given Sunday.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, man of God. Very, very powerful message. Again, there's no particular takeaway. You are at a restaurant establishment, so I'm going to say, everybody, I encourage you to take home a to-go box and carry and eat on those nuggets. You may have a couple of nuggets while you're in the car driving home, but take those nuggets throughout the week here from the 6 Hours Radio Network and get your week started right. Now, tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific, Motivational Monday with our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 424-243-9617. It's a number for the 6 Hours Radio Network, 7 days a week of what you really want. Also, make sure you like the 6 Hours Radio Network group. All right. Once again, great message. My takeaway, no particular takeaway, the whole message as a whole. Any administrators of the 6 Hours Radio Network, please make sure that this show is on the 6 Hours Radio Network group. Thanks for that. And let's see what everybody else has to say. And Pastor Bonnet, please make sure they make you a new steak. Amen.
I prefer chicken.
Okay, well, Pastor Bonnet, please make sure they make you a new chicken breast. Amen.
Amen. And I have to go with you, Six, that the whole message was really good.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Is there anyone else?
You said the second the motion. I third the motion. That's wonderful, sermon. Amen.
Amen. Take yourself off mute. Okay. Unmute the mics, please. Ruthie, now this is participation time from the crowd. So let's unmute the mic, and we're going to head down to the basement. Who's frying chicken? We're in our bonus hour. So, yes, amen. There you go. Welcome back.
So, right. Giving double honor to the man of God as he helps to edify we, the people of God. What a blessing it is to be here and hear the message for today. I'm in agreement with all brothers. The takeaways are beautiful. The nuggets are many and definitely satisfying to the soul. Amen. Matthew 6:33 comes to mind. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad you got your mic unmuted. Amen. So how it works. Okay. We got terrible feedback. I don't know what that is. Okay, so how this works is when Pastor Bonnet is delivering his messages, all messages, all phones are muted. And then once he's done with his message, we open up the mics. But I'm going to say it again. No mics are to be opened unless you see the little hand raised for the mics to be opened. Now, the next time I have to say this, some people might get some pink slips, okay? I'm just saying. So thank you. All right, sir. Thank you, and congratulations on the 9 years of the church going. So congratulations from the Six Eyes Radio Network to your brother Calhoun, to you yourself, and also we won the Biden Award. We got an award coming from Joe Biden. Our station was honored. So I want to thank everybody, the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, especially you, Pastor Bonnet. Thank you. And like I say, the team. So that's not a small feat. So let's just keep doing the work. If everybody want to continue and keep their mugs here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, let's all pay attention. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so who's coming in the basement to have chicken? Or do you guys want to have an early dismissal and we do the Bloodhound of Scripture? You all decide what you want to do.
Amen. Pastor Bonnet's call dropped, so I'm not sure if he's going to be coming back in, but I just want to let you know.
Oh, he's going to eat his chicken. He actually was at a restaurant celebrating with his brother, so he's going to attack that
Amen.
Chicken. He's done. He's not thinking about this show no more. He's about to go eat that chicken.
All right. Amen.
So we always do.
We're getting some.
Say it again.
I'm sorry. We're getting some static from somewhere. I'm not sure where it's coming from.
Okay. So we always do what way from the message. Please make sure this show is posted to the wall. There's a Facebook, I don't know who's on board, you or if it's Ruthie, but there's a Facebook check, and people can enjoy this show. Once again, to Mr. Onion, my apologies, because I was a little frustrated during the beginning of the show, because mics were open that shouldn't have been open. And this is why I say, if you see the hand up, then that means the person wants to speak. If you don't see the hand up, meaning they're just listening. All right, so once again, my apologies, Mr. Onion from Six Eyes. That's me. Because you're a very loyal listener, and I appreciate you. Amen.
Amen. We do thank you. All right, shall we go ahead with the Bloodhound of Scripture?
Whenever you're ready.
We are ready.
Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils.
Interesting. I wonder who it was that Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And we'll hear that again.
Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils.
And you notice this, he said that he was great, the man that received the tenth of the spoils. And we'll hear that one more time for our listeners' sake.
Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils.
That's Hebrews 7:4.
You are 100%. You are 100% correct.
Thank you.
Good job.
All right. And now for the one that you got to sniff out by next weekend. Here we go.
Amen. Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenths in Israel for inheritance. for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle and the congregation.
And as you can see, God said he gave something to the Levites. And we'll hear that one more time.
And behold, I have given the children of Levi, all the tenth in Israel, for an inheritance, for the service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation.
And as you can see, what he gave them was a tenth, the tithe, for an inheritance. And we'll hear that one more time for our listeners' sake.
Okay. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenths in Israel for an inheritance, for their service, which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation.
And that's what you got to sniff out by next week. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, with that, we just need a closing prayer. We're not going to have fried chicken in the basement tonight. We're not going to do our overflow. We're going to get out of here. So once again, we want to thank you for listening to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Every Sunday, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 Pacific, where you get your praise on without leaving the house. The Six Eyes Gospel Show. Remember to put this number in your phone. The Six Eyes Radio Network number is 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. Please like the Six Eyes Radio Network group. And Wolfgang, if somebody wanted to give a nickel, how would they go about doing that?
All right. Well, they got several options, several methods they can go about doing that. First off, they can, if they're a PayPal user, go to PayPal. Enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. If they're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, just enter the amount of the love gift, no matter how big or small, is greatly appreciated, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Amen.
Okay, all right, thank you for that, thank you for that. And also, as you know, it's getting cold outside, so please make sure you are checking on the elderly. Please make sure they have proper heating. Make sure their furnace have been serviced by a proper technician, not your brother or neighbor that think he knows what they're doing, but have your furnace serviced by a proper technician. Also, make sure you get your heat ducts cleaned as well. And most importantly, make sure you have working smoke detectors on every level of your home. Make sure it's Make sure it's free of debris, dirt, dust, and smoke. In that little vent, because if that little vent is clogged up, you're not going to get anything of that sensor going off. So please make sure you have fresh batteries and the smoke detectors. Also, make sure you have carbon monoxide detector in your home. We want you to be safe here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Also, if you will have to use another heat source, such as a space heater, if you can afford, it's not that much expensive, but a lot of times they're dropping the prices now. Please make sure you can get the one with the safety trip. If it was to fall over, it would trigger the safety mechanism, and that would turn it off automatically if it was to get knocked over. Never drape any curtains, any blankets, any sheets over the heating element, because you could catch that on fire, and that would be a very not good thing. So remember that. Also, they have now the ceramic space heaters, which has no orange embers that we used to like to watch when it would heat up. They have gotten modernized. They had many different styles, and you wouldn't even know it was a space heater. But they're getting pretty crafty with it. So nonetheless, we want you to be safe. So remember, no draping of spreads, sheets. Keep away from curtains. Keep the space heater in the middle of the floor, where nothing can catch and ignite. Also, If you're using any other kind of heat source, we don't recommend, because kerosene heaters and anything outside of a even the stove, even, you know, a lot of elderly people want to heat up the house with the stove. Well, if you have a gas stove, that's not good. You know, so you have to be careful with that. That's one of the trickiest things that the fire department recommend that you don't do. They recommend you don't use a oven to heat your home, because again, that's where that carbon monoxide comes in about. So remember that. And we want you to be safe from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Also, it's getting cold outside. Make sure you cover up your vegetation, your little plants, your little shrubs, your little trees. Make sure you cover those up. And if you have the room, make sure your pets are outside of the cold extremities, outside from the cold extremities. Amen. And we're out of here. So God bless. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for listening.
And one other thing about heater six is make sure that they got the proper plug on them that don't overheat.
Ah, okay, okay.
Good one. Amen.
Good one. I think I covered everything. Did I leave anything out? I'm human error.
Nope, we were going to have a closing prayer and get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right. So, here we go. Lord Jesus, we thank you for a great show. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that you, as we go through this day, that you'd be with each and every one of us. Help us, Lord Jesus, with those things and tasks that we need to do. Bring us back again for the next appointed time, Lord Jesus, and bless each and every heart, each and every soul, especially that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, I yield. Now, Lord, we commit to your keeping our souls and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, take care from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Amen. Good night. Good morning. Good evening. And the blessing is we represent each one of those times, morning, noon, evening, night, afternoon. What a blessing. And once again, we are very proud of our Biden Awards here from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. We were honored, and I want to thank the whole team of the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Job well done. Let's keep racking up the awards. All right, I'm out of here. Take care.